This is a Collider.com audio interview.
Man of the Forest.
Man of the Forest.
Wait, Silas?
That's his first name. Man of the Forest.
Man of the Forest.
So with your tooth back to normal.
What tooth? What are you talking about?
Yeah, we're
Spoilers.
So we heard that you've been busy going back and forth from Los Angeles to here, and you've been very difficult, always talking about the office.
I'm very ornery.
Is that true or not true? That's what Zach is telling me.
Well, first of all, Zach is a compulsive liar, but can't believe anything he says. But it is true that I've been back and forth, thank you, to the office 2 days a week and here 5 days a week.
Because you said you just keep on talking about it, like that's all you'll talk about.
The funny thing is, I hate talking about the office, but Zach won't stop asking me about it. So he's obsessed with having a threesome with cast members. I don't know, it's really creepy.
Does he specify which cast members?
No. He said any three. Yeah.
So how tired are you then, like working 7 days a week, which is what
I feel like I have a constant hangover, which is perfect for the movie. No, actually I found that as long as I drink enough water and I sleep enough every night, then I'm fine. It's really kind of crazy. I may have a complete meltdown in a few days, but it's been, every day you're sort of in and out of focus, but I don't know. I feel like I'm holding up pretty good. So, and it helps tremendously that both the office and this are insanely fun, you know. That makes a huge difference. I think if I was, like, a little bummed out, I would probably fade away.
So you didn't go to Nick Cannon's birthday party last night?
No, I had a...
Zach said he did, so...
I know. Well, I'm not tight with Nick Cannon. No. Boy, Zach. Zach and Nick go way back. I think Nick is one of Zach's biggest comedy influences.
Understandable. And you can see it in his material.
Yeah, totally. And, plus I have... there's a lot of tension. I had a really rough breakup with Mariah Carey, so... there's a lot of tension there. Yeah.
we know a little bit about the movie, but we don't know that much about your character. So could you talk a little bit about who you play in the film?
I think of these three guys as very three, like... if you want to grossly simplify it, obviously we're all very complex characters, very complex actors playing these characters, but you have basically, like, the slickster, the weirdo, and the nerd. And I'm the nerd, which seems to be what my career is being built on. but I'm just sort of a little more reserved and a little more anal retentive and maybe a little less likely to do crazy things, and which makes my involvement in some of the things that do happen that much more crazy. And then my character has a little bit of a turn in the movie. I'm kind of the nerdy, more sort of complainy, a little bit. I'm scared, I think.
Is this you in real... Did you have to research this, or is this partly you in real life?
It's very... You know what? I think I'm pretty nerdy in real life. So... I've had glasses since second grade.
So wait, if you just describe your three guys' characters, what is Justin's character like?
Justin is... So we're all these sort of types. Justin is kind of this, like, tentpole of kind of equanimity. He's like the calm eye of the storm, in a way. Like, he's really chill. He's unflappable. Our friendship... is based on his sort of managing all of us. So when he disappears, we all kind of melt down together.
And unfortunately, they're ready.
Oh boy.
They told me we had 10 minutes, but...
Okay, well, we can pick it up. I'll come right back.
Yeah.